Picture a 36-foot motorhome blocking traffic outside Pittsburgh, a panicked driver being told by the shop owner, never, never, never back up. Yet sometimes the rules you're told to follow religiously are the exact ones you need to break. This wasn't just about an RV. It became the perfect metaphor for an entire health journey. What started as a cross-country adventure in a vegetable oil-powered motorhome, producing 932 shows with over 10 million viewers, ended with a shocking revelation. The perfect diet was slowly destroying from the inside out. 6 years later, standing before a mirror unable to button pants, the transformation was complete. From YouTube health celebrity to overweight health blogger, the irony was brutal. Years of kale salads, raw nut butters, goji berries, and green smoothies, the purest raw vegan diet imaginable, had led to chronic fatigue so severe that getting out of bed felt impossible. When the lab results came back, they confirmed the worst. Hormone levels lower than men 50 years older, pregnenolone at just 5 when it should exceed 100, cholesterol dangerously low at 111. The doctor's prescription? Animal protein. For a vegan health guru, this was devastating. The pendulum swung violently. Abandoning all restrictions meant embracing grass-fed beef, craft beer, wine, and French fries. 18 months later, the scale read 223 pounds, 38 pounds overweight. Aching knees, frequent colds, and creeping depression replaced the earlier fatigue. Standing on an office package scale, a new promise emerged. Find balance between health commitment and life's pleasures. Prove it's possible to achieve vibrant health without extremes. This journey would challenge every guru, every media message, every company claim, because great health shouldn't require suffering. Waiting for reality star Kimora Lee Simmons in a Beverly Hills hotel-turned-studio, the producer's warning proved prophetic. Reality TV is not reality. She arrived over an hour late, clearly uninterested in the green juice demonstration. The segment became 4 minutes of handing her pre-made juice, revealing that our health information comes from equally questionable sources. Consider Sensa, the miracle weight loss powder generating $364 million before a $46.5 million FTC fraud judgment, or Kellogg's false claims that frosted mini-wheats improved kids' attentiveness by 20%. When children's cereals contain up to 50% sugar, trusting normal information channels becomes dangerous. We've become the only species that doesn't instinctively know what to eat. Modern foods are entirely unnatural. Seedless fruits, nutrient-stripped products requiring fortification, genetically engineered organisms, shelf-stable items lasting longer than doctoral degrees. Even bananas have been bred into supersized sweetness, causing diabetes in zoo monkeys. Lab analysis of 13 household foods revealed uncomfortable truths. Green tea contained 1,570 ppb of lead. Comparative testing showed dramatic variations. Hawaii tea, 1,790 ppb, versus Japan, 69.7 ppb. Switching to Japanese tea reduced lead exposure by over 2,200%. Following expert advice that zero is the only acceptable heavy metal level, annual random testing became essential. Gasping for oxygen at 15,000 feet in the Peruvian Andes wasn't typical health research. This quest led to camping with the Quero people, whose ancient culture predates the Incans. Their traditional diet was shockingly simple. Potatoes, corn, alpaca meat, trout, and coca leaves. No superfoods, no variety, no supplements. After an authentic meal, Sebastian, a Quero shaman, performed a blessing, offering wine's first drop to Pachamama. What struck hardest was how different this diet was from other long-lived cultures. Okinawans thrived on sweet potatoes, comprising 80% of calories. Sardinians ate entirely different foods. Yet all Blue Zone cultures shared something crucial. What they excluded mattered more than what they included. All avoided modern processed foods, GMOs, and factory-farmed animals. They ate mostly plants, some fish, seasonal foods, and polyphenol-rich items like coca leaves, green tea, and cacao. But genetics mattered too. The Quero's genes adapted over thousands of years to their specific diet. The lesson? Personalized nutrition trumps one-size-fits-all diets. Standing nervously in butchery class, Monica handed over a large plastic cup. Stomach turning, imagining blood collection, she laughed, explaining it was just for water. But the gamey smell had already triggered unease in this former vegan, now stepping into morally challenging territory. The headless lamb carcass, nearly 50 pounds, 5 feet long, displayed marbled reds, pinks, whites, and yellows of blood, muscle, sinew, and bone. As Bill pulled out the U-shaped handsaw, comparison to 18-month-old son Hudson was unavoidable. This 6-month-old lamb was about to become various cuts of meat. 6 years as a vegan began for health, not animal rights. Countless healing stories convinced of veganism's superiority. Yet long-term vegans, like author Susan Schenk, developed severe vitamin deficiencies and memory loss. As Bill sectioned the lamb, discomfort lessened once it no longer resembled an animal. Psychological dissociation likely explaining America's meat obsession. The average American consumes 270 pounds annually. Anthropologically, there's never been a fully vegan culture in human history. Humans began incorporating meat at least 2.6 million years ago. But there's vast difference between healthy grass-fed lamb and factory-farmed animals where 80% of pigs have pneumonia at slaughter. Blue zone cultures consume significantly less meat, reserving it for special occasions. While some animal products seem necessary for most humans, eating more plants and fewer animal products appears optimal for longevity. A tough mudder race revealed America's fitness paradox. 80% don't exercise enough, while active people overtrain. 79% of runners get injured annually. Humans evolved for endurance, not intensity. Biologist Bernd Heinrich explains our ancestors' slow-twitch muscles and superior heat tolerance let us outlast prey, giving us evolutionary advantage over stronger Neanderthals. Attempting an untrained marathon caused an 8-month injury, typical of America's all-or-nothing culture. Less than 5% meet exercise recommendations, yet active people frequently hurt themselves. Phil Maffetone's contrarian approach, exercise less, move efficiently, stay patient. Working with Ironman athlete Angela Naith, he proved reducing training volume improves performance and prevents injury. The secret is maintaining proper heart rate, your fat-burning zone, not the stress-inducing sugar-burning zone. The body runs two fuel systems, aerobic, burning fat, and anaerobic, burning glucose, producing lactic acid. We're addicted to pushing into anaerobic territory, creating more stress than benefit. Maffetone's 180 formula calculates ideal training heart rate using age, health, and fitness level. Lower resting heart rate signals better conditioning. During a stressful airport delay with a screaming toddler, wife Anne Marie remained perfectly calm while frazzled nerves took over. This Anne Marie effect reveals how thoughts create stress, not circumstances. Harvard research shows stressed individuals gain 3+ pounds on average, while chronic stress accelerates aging and disease. In 2004, friend Nick Ortner introduced EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping. Initially skeptical, watching Gary Craig help a man overcome water phobia through tapping specific body points while discussing fears was stunning. Within minutes, the once terrified man went from avoiding pools to floating and splashing. Research by Dawson Church shows tapping reduces cortisol by 24 to 50% in PTSD veterans, while talk therapy produced no reduction. At a health conference, holy basil, an adaptogen working with the endocrine system to either calm or energize as needed, proved revelatory. After taking capsules, remarkable calm and focused energy emerged. Research shows it lowers blood pressure, reduces inflammation, strengthens immunity, and counteracts stress. Combining holy basil and tapping creates maximum stress relief. Holy basil provides preventative maintenance, while tapping delivers the knockout blow. After a year of extreme restriction, no sugar, no carbs, no fruit, to combat suspected candida, the breaking point arrived. Despite initial improvements, symptoms of fatigue, acne, and mood swings returned. Abandoning the carb-free diet and consuming enormous amounts of goat yogurt finally brought relief. The mistake? Continuing anti-candida diet long after likely eliminating infection, missing that symptoms were actually from adrenal and hormonal issues. Tom Staniford, a competitive cyclist with MDP syndrome preventing fat storage, surprisingly has type 2 diabetes despite being extremely thin. This reveals something crucial. It's not carbs alone causing problems, but the combination of carbs with fat in bloodstream. This explains why rural Chinese eating 80% carb diets in the China study remain healthy. They consume only 10% fat, avoiding the problematic high-fat, high-carb combination. Gluten has been in diets since wheat cultivation began 10,000 years ago. Many researchers connect increased sensitivity to mid-20th century wheat hybridization. Norman Borlaug's Green Revolution created higher yield wheat, but with more gluten. Dr. Joseph Murray's 2009 study proved young men today are 4.5 times more likely to have celiac disease than their forebears. The journey with alcohol began anew in January 2011 on a Saratoga beach with James, who brought Sardinian wine and performed a blessing ritual. After 9 years of abstinence, reconsidering alcohol's place felt right. Sardinians drink Cananao wine daily, yet live long lives. While some credit the wine's high flavonoid content, their longevity likely comes from overall lifestyle, daily walking, strong family connections, plant-based diet, and low stress. The coffee experiment began in May 2012, tempted by a friend's espresso aroma. Nicoyanis in Costa Rica drink coffee daily and are among the world's longest-lived people. Research reveals contradictory findings. Finnish studies show heavy coffee drinkers have dramatically lower type 2 diabetes rates. Other research suggests 2 to 3 cups daily may delay Alzheimer's onset. However, 3 weeks in, escalating to double shots revealed addiction warning signs. By week 6, concerning changes emerged: clammy hands, bloodshot eyes, brittle hair, and fingers that hurt when typing. After quitting, body recovery came quickly. The reason is genetic. Two specific genes determine how quickly we metabolize caffeine. According to 23andMe, 51% are slow caffeine metabolizers, while 49% process it quickly. Genetic testing revealed membership in the slow metabolizer group, explaining everything.
4 days without eating, just distilled water at True North Health Center under Alan Goldheimer's direction. Despite usual blood sugar crashes, feeling fantastic, sharp, quick, energetic. Alan explains water fasting is like rebooting a computer. Shut everything down, restart, problems clear automatically. Their study of 174 patients showed remarkable results. All lowered blood pressure enough to eliminate medication, with average reduction 60 points better than standard treatments. Dr. Michael Klaper notes that if there was a pill that did what 21 days on water will do for you, we would all be rich. The key is removing both sluggish factors and false energy sources. Caffeine and sugar are energy imposters, creating chemical dependencies. Breaking the fast with tropical fruits was nearly orgasmic, flavors incredibly intense. After 5 days, everything felt reset: clear eyes, fresh breath, sharp mind, smooth digestion. While waiting at Starbucks before visiting 95-year-old grandfather under hospice care, realization struck. Despite searching worldwide for health secrets, overlooking own grandfather as living example, he defied odds, living into his 90s despite poor dietary habits. His secret? Mindset. On his computer monitor, when you lose the mental game, you lose the physical one. After 233 days, 33 pounds lost without deprivation. Most consistent habit, 225 green smoothies for breakfast. This simple change proved powerful nutritionally and psychologically. Starting with greens leads to healthier choices all day. Most importantly, adopting a 100-year outlook rather than seeking quick results. Your body isn't a problem needing the next miracle diet. It's a wise system, speaking clearly when you learn its language. The secret isn't any single superfood or protocol. It's patient, curious listening. Test your foods for toxins. Discover your genetic caffeine metabolism. Find your personal fat-burning heart rate. Balance isn't boring compromise. It's the intelligent middle path where health and joy coexist. Start with one green smoothie tomorrow. Notice how it feels. Build from there, one honest observation at a time with the long view in mind.